Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about understanding the function of probiotics and prebiotics. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Jennifer Russell, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. So, Jennifer, what are you going to be discussing with our listeners today?
Well, today, Amy, we're going to talk a little bit about understanding probiotics and prebiotics and their functions.
Okay, that does sound good, as these are two very important sources. Please define for us, what exactly are probiotics?
Well, definitively, they've explained probiotics to be those friendly bacteria found in fermented foods that may have potentially health benefits, such as improved digestive function, reduced inflammation caused by bowel disease, reduced bouts of constipation, improved cholesterol and triglyceride levels, and reduced risk of colon cancer. More than 100 trillion bacteria live inside of our bodies, and I know that sounds like a lot, but it's something that's truly needed within our bodies, most of which, of course, they do reside in our digestive tract. The field of probiotics has developed rapidly over the past 20 years, and a variety of products have popped up on the market boldly claiming them to be probiotic foods. Unfortunately, we have products such as Activia and DanActive by the Danone Company, which are two examples of what I'm referring to. This is an interest of most Americans due to promises to help with many health risks we face.
Okay, that does sound very intriguing. Now, what would some examples of probiotics food be?
Well, what we're talking about also would be those foods that are like aged cheese. Some might be things such as cottage cheese, miso. And one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting was pickled ginger. And they also have pickles that are those that also fall in that category. However, they have to be brine cured without vinegar to actually be those foods that will be beneficial to you as a probiotic food. Other foods that we may want to consider also are sauerkraut, tipa, tofu, wine, and also all yogurts. And that's the thing that we have to keep in our minds. Also, keep in mind that large amounts of probiotic as well as prebiotic-rich foods can cause abdominal pain, gas, bloating, and diarrhea, which is what they are supposed to combat in the first place. So remember, moderation is the key, and the normal food can provide adequate, friendly bacteria and the food those bacteria desire. So you don't necessarily need to spend money on the specifically enhanced products you see heavily advertised.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really good to know. Now, what would you suggest our listeners do in addition to some of the tips that you've given?
Well, the first thing that I would always recommend is be active. Well, research has definitely proven to us that it helps with our organs and making sure that things function the way that they should. Secondly, I would definitely say that you eat a well-balanced diet that's filled with nutritious, high-fiber, rich foods that will help the flow of food in your digestive tract. And lastly, always keep in mind that you drink plenty of water, not fluids only, but just water, because water is the best thing for us to drink. For these two things will increase your chances of having a healthy, well-functioning.
Okay, and you also want to mention prebiotics. How do these work?
Well, the prebiotics are those things that basically occur in small amounts in our carbohydrate-rich foods, and those foods are things such as whole grains, legumes, fruits, and vegetables. Also, prebiotic-rich foods include things such as asparagus, bananas, barley, dry beans, berries, cherries, and dark chocolate. And ladies, I know we all love chocolate, so that would be a great one. Eggplant, garlic, fresh herbs, and even those things such as onions, peanuts, and peas. So just keep these few little items in mind, and I assure you that it will help you to have a good gut if you just keep these type of things in mind.
Okay, and I know we all want to have a good gut. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Jennifer Russell, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.